seeking the mound, setting his feet, checking third base. The windup and the pitch. It's out of here.
Hey, hey, holy mackerel, no doubt about it. The Cubs are on their way.
Here come the Hawks, the mighty Bad Hawks. Take the attack, yeah, and you back, you Bad Hawks.
All right, it's Day Player here on 720 WGN. Very happy you could join us on this Saturday night, early Sunday morning. 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text anytime throughout the show. Yeah, Joey, it's a little Cubs, it's a little Blackhawks. I'm kind of conflicted on who am I supposed to be getting excited about here. I want to be excited about both of them. Oop, hello.
I think we're still in Cubs mode.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we have to be.
Yeah. You know, it was difficult because I went to the training camp this morning, which I always find to be a little odd at when it's done in the morning. You know, it's usually done like on a Monday night. And they had training camp this morning, folks, at about 9 o'clock this morning. And you see people at like 9:30 with like a handful of beers and roast beef sandwiches and nachos and whatever. Very hard to watch to eat that early this morning.
Yeah, that's a rough meal in the morning.
That's a rough meal.
That'll wake you up the wrong way.
Yeah, that's a little hair of the dog. But, but you know, we watched the Hawks scrimmage and, you know, just red versus white. And, you know, there's all kinds of activities going around the stadium for the game. And it's general admission. It's $5 to get into these training camps, folks. So I encourage you to do it next year if you get an opportunity. But it's literally $5 to get in. Lou Manfredini was there this morning. Got to say hello to him. And at the end of the game, and as you know, we're doing the national anthem. I mean, it's like watching a regular
which is cool
season, yeah, preseason or a game that's happening in the regular season. But when we walked out of there, you know, we're watching on our phones the Cubs score because the Cubs started at noon today. Mm-hmm. And my son says to me, and believe me, we're rabid Blackhawks fans, but he says, my head's still in baseball, like it's really hard.
And that hasn't happened for a long time.
Yeah, so are you ready for postseason baseball coming up and preseason hockey all at the same time? And, you know, as a city, we haven't been very privileged to have both of those.
No, we're always waiting for hockey and hockey and hockey, and now you finally have a chance to have baseball for a little longer, you hope.
Yeah,
and you just got to enjoy the ride, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, Cubs clinched the best record in baseball before any other team clinch their division. I think that's kind of what we expected them to do. I don't think we were going to think that we were on the fence here of getting into the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I think those were changed expectations after last year when you have 97 wins.
Yeah.
That says, oh, we're here, we're ready.
Right.
And after that, you jump off. But this team was supposed to be pegged to finally start competing this year. So I think they're probably a year or two ahead of schedule, which is nice to see. And you're reaping all the benefits now, just watching them play at the highest caliber of any team this year at all.
There's a whole week of baseball left, but only one game left at Wrigley. That's tonight, of course, mm-hmm. if it happens. It sounds like it might be rained out if it's going to be 80-90% chance of storms tonight. What is the focus this week? You know, it's one of those things where my daughter said to me, well, does this week matter? Does it, even these last games matter at all? Do they?
I think it matters because you have to figure out who you want on your roster. As much as he's juggled all year, Joe Maddon, he's got to make a set roster each round of the playoffs they go. And so you have to see who is healthy and what's working because they've had the luxury of having more than enough pitchers they've needed, more than enough catchers they've needed. Well, in the playoffs, you can't have all those guys.
You can't.
So they have to really settle down and figure out what they need. And I think with that comes figuring out how your pitching and bullpen works because the back end of it, Aroldis Chapman's your guy. As much as if you don't like him, he is your guy at the end of the bullpen. But you have Hector Rondon and Pedro Strop that have been hurt. And if you want to make it far, you have to make sure they're ready to go. And it's that's the biggest thing is health and roster management is how you figure this out.
And then you got like guys like Jason Hamill, Miguel Montero, who've really like kicked butt this year. But are they going to be on the roster?
That's the biggest question. Yeah. It's just because they're almost that luxury. They're that extra guy that you probably don't need, but you would want to see them on the team.
That's true.
It's a weird double-edged sword.
Can we afford to carry three catchers in the playoffs?
It's hard. The way this team's built, they almost have to because David Ross can't play every day. He's John Lester's catcher, and that's what he is.
Yeah.
But Wilson Contreras is basically a rookie, and you can't expect him to start every game in a big series. So the way Montero's been playing of late gives you a little hope that he's back and healthy and that he can be there for you. So you may have to carry three catchers, which means someone else has to sit down.
Now, what about having the NL MVP and NL Cy Young Award winner on the same team? Is that
that's wild.
Isn't that something?
It's absolutely wild.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about how this team is made up, you knew they were going to be good, but to have everyone leading categories like that is incredible.
Yeah,
and it's neck and neck between your own guys.
Yeah. Is there anybody we're concerned about, you think, in the playoffs as far as a team? Like that we're like, I mean, look at where the Cardinals are right now. I mean, they're struggling to even get in, and they kicked their butt yesterday.
Yeah, they did. No, some teams always creep up on you, and it's an even year, meaning the Giants are always scary. They win every even year in the past 6 years. So there's not really a biggest threat. You know, if you make it all the way in the AL, there's only the Red Sox as one team. But the NL is the tougher one. And so you're going to have a Cubs team that's very good, but they have to face a San Francisco Giants team, a LA Dodgers team that's coming around, whereas their American League counterpart wouldn't have to. So it's always a tough road against those teams, I think.
So there we have the Cubbies. Then on the Hawks today, of course, preseason starts this Wednesday, which is
wild.
Which is wild,
yeah.
Because I'm going to watch. Of course I'm going to watch because I'm a loyal fan, but my head's probably going to be a little bit more in baseball.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to be very honest.
Be.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, it's funny. When we went to the Hawks convention, it was almost weird to think hockey again that quickly, and it comes right back.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the first time. I mean, last year seemed so quick, and these guys never got any rest after postseason. You think about when we ended. You know, not that we want to do that again, but you know, we ended the season, at the end of April. So we literally had till July for the convention and of course, for training camp in mid-September, mid to late September. So, you know, you always ask the question, will a longer off season, because it's been 2 years since they've had this much time off, you know, will it help the team eventually?
I think it will. And I think this year especially, because we saw so many guys have to leave because of the salary cap with Andrew Shaw, Teuvo Teravainen, and et cetera, they need the time to work in the new players. It's a lot of young guys, too. And so I think it'll benefit just from rest-wise, but also to get guys to gel again with each other because they're reshuffling. It's one of those years again where, okay, they won a little while back. Now, because of the money, they have to restructure everything. And with that, you need time.
And with this all, of course, you get to watch the Hawks on WGN-TV and more games on WGN because there's no CW anymore,
right.
So we can actually air them. And then, of course, on this historic station, more Blackhawks
hockey
right here. And, of course, we'll be covering the Cubs as well.